our sanity is better than.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Here we are, guys, every single Sunday on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station in the world.
Got you on my mind again tonight.
How's it going, guys? It is once again a beautiful Sunday, full of opportunity, excitement, happiness, laughter, overall just a good day. You guys feel that?
Yeah, feels good.
Feels great.
Except it's 103 here.
Except it is 103 degrees. You guys should feel the studio right now.
Yeah.
The studio is quite warm.
That's right. Los Angeles, man. This is where to go, huh? Right now, this is where to be. If you're anywhere in the snow or if you're anywhere in the world and you're too cold, come on down. We'd love to have you.
It's true. Then you'd be like, why did I come down here? This is LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, David Cohen. We got in-studio guest Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
You can also check her out on LATalkRadio.com as well every Friday at 11.
In the morning. For the show entitled On the
Couch
with
Dr. Michelle.
Michelle.
Indeed.
Thank you for the plug.
You know, I figured I'd keep it a mystery, you know?
No, you just were waiting for me because you know I have a big mouth and I'll promote myself anyway, so.
No, that's
right.
Not true, Dr. Michelle.
Yeah.
So, as you guys know, on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends is the show where we help you out. You have questions, you have concerns. You have comments, something's not going your way, and you want to talk about it, you email me.
And you don't have to be a teen, do you? You can be
a young adult
or a parent or a grandma or a grandpa, but...
Or a...
Anything.
Yeah. If you're the family dog, and they don't feed you every day, exactly on time, you...
Send us an email.
You email me.
And where can they email you again?
TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. Once again, that's TeenTrendsWithDave@gmail.com. Also, if you guys are feeling up to it, you can call live on the air, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. Call us live.
We got a lot of questions that you need answering today, don't we?
It's true.
Wow.
We really do. Get it off your chest, guys. This is the place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today, on today's show, we're going to dedicate this hour to catching up on emails that I've got.
Yeah.
You know, every single week I always get a fair amount of emails. And I always feel as if I run out of time.
Yeah.
You know, the show will end, and then I'll look at my my schedule for the show.
Right.
And then, you know, it's always, topic emails. Or, you know, topic music emails.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what happens like to me, too, is I'll get a whole bunch of emails that I'm going to be answering from listeners
right.
who wrote me a DocMichelle@AOL.com. Do you like the way I just plugged myself
That's
like
cute.
That?
That's cute.
Anyway, and I do run out of time because I guess I just sometimes I focus too much on one question.
Right.
I should move it along. But you do have a lot of questions. That's awesome.
Yeah, I really do. So I'm basically, you know, catching up for all those listeners that emailed me.
Yep.
Hope you're still listening, because we're going to get back to you today.
Good.
And you're like, get back to you today. You like that with my voice?
What did you do
hey
to your
guys,
voice,
dude?
Sound like one of those old radio disc jockeys from the 70s.
Let's go, guys.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
I can't wait. I want you to get on with this first one. I'm very excited about this first email that
yeah?
you have. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, which first email?
This the, one.
That
I,
one.
I don't know. Which one do you want to read?
Well, you said you're excited about this one.
Yeah, I like that one. I love those jealousy emails. I'm so jealous.
Okay.
I get those all the time.
Okay, we could do that.
Okay.
Hey, Dave. I get very jealous at every turn with my girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Every time she does not answer my page or when she is not at home, I get these thoughts of her being with someone else. She tells me she loves me and she never will cheat on me.
Hmm.
Every time I get jealous, my stomach hurts and I can't sleep. I feel angry and hurt. I love her. But I keep thinking she is hiding something from me, and I can't make that feeling go away.
Hmm.
Don't know where to start to make things get... I don't know where to start to make things get better on my part.
Hmm.
I try very hard to keep those thoughts out of my head, but they will not go away. I asked my girlfriend if she ever gets jealous with me. She said no, and it hurt my feelings. Made me feel like she doesn't love me or even care.
God. Give me a break.
What can I do to get started on getting over this jealous trip? Me and her have been together for a year now, and I don't want it to go down the drain. Thanks, Steven.
I wonder if Steven's ever asked her what she's doing, if she's not texting him or, you know, calling him back right away or whatever. I wonder, do you think he's ever asked her?
I don't know. He didn't say it in the email.
Yeah.
Because this is what he did say. He said that when he's not... Or when she's not texting him or at home.
Yeah.
All he just thinks.
Yeah.
But I keep thinking she's hiding something.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's the thing. He needs to ask her. Communicate. Say, what's going on with you when you don't get back to me as soon as I usually get back to you? I start worrying that maybe you're with some other guy. And see what she has to
say. You know, there's that. And then there's this also, you know, there's another line between, you know, not being so paranoid, not being so, you know. Because, to be completely honest, you know, when I'm, you know, starting to, you know, form a relationship with a girl, you know, not necessarily like, oh my God, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but, you know, just even like form, you know,
a friendship or something, yeah.
More on the lines of like, you know, more than just a friendship, you know, but not to the extent of like, oh, we're going out, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, if a girl texts me and I'm, you know, in the middle of something, in the middle of doing something, let it be, you know, playing Gears of War, like, with my friends.
Something, you know, just, the most important things.
Like playing video games with my friends, you know, or, you know, I'm playing music.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm in, like, a jam session with some friends, you know, or I'm thinking about something.
Right.
You know, I'm in deep thought, you know, or I'm meditating or, you know, whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
If a girl, if anybody, let alone, you know, just a girl that I'm seeing text me, and I don't text her back for an hour, you know, I've gotten this before, you know, where it's like, what were you doing?
Right.
Like, why didn't you text me back? Like, we were texting earlier, and then just all of a sudden you didn't text me back for an hour. You know, I was playing video games, you know, and it's like, you know... For Steven, what I'm saying is maybe, you know, just instill a little bit of trust in her. You know, you guys have been going out for a year now. If there are logical reasons and logical signs for you to question things, then that's a completely different story, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, if you see, like, some random guy, you know, leaving something on her wall, like her Facebook wall, it's like, hey, cutie, and then she's like, oh, hey, but, you know.
Right,
if there's
right,
like,
there
if there's, you
go.
You know, logical explanation for you to be worrying about this, then that's a completely different thing. But if she doesn't text you back, you know, for a while, I don't think you gotta worry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I agree. I think that's great advice. That's one of the most common things that I see when I have people come, like individuals, yeah, you know, for relationship therapy, but the other person doesn't come sometimes, is that they say, well, she doesn't answer my texts as quickly as I'd like her to. Or, you know, sometimes I'm online and we'll Skype. Where is she? You know, they want, you know, guys and women, girls, want immediate reaction. And it's like, see, that's the thing I think, you know, could be a problem with, you know, being able to, you know, socially network so quickly and communicate so quickly, is because I actually have this guy who complains that his girlfriend's always trying to text him, and he's at work during the day. He's like 22, right, and he's got to work. He can't be screwing around. He gets busted if he's on his computer texting.
Right.
And she doesn't get it. So what I tell him to tell her is to be really honest, ask what's going on. She should say, are you cheating on me? What's going on? When he says he's at work, or when Steven's girlfriend says, I'm hanging out with the girls,
yeah,
or, you know, take it for face value, because you can drive yourself crazy creating all these scenarios. Why isn't she getting back to me right away?
Right.
And the thing is you got to work, Steven, if this goes beyond, you know, she's telling you, I'm cool, I'm not, you know, doing anything. You have to work on your self-esteem, man.
Right.
You got to get that thing together, because, I mean, you're going to make yourself crazy. You've got to work on, why do you feel so insecure that someone would cheat on you and hurt you? So
right.
I would suggest you maybe talk to somebody professionally about some of your self-esteem issues. Take a look at, you know, some of your trust issues. What's happened to you in the past where you were betrayed or something, and feel that people may still betray you. Because if she's being straight up with you, there's something going on with you, right?
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Good one.
Good one.
All righty.
Stevie boy, hope we helped.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go on to the next one. Hey, Dave, I've been talking to this very sweet guy online lately, and even though I've never met him, this is in brackets, he lives in Las Vegas and I am in West Virginia, I feel I am falling in love with him. I do not understand why this is. Can you give me some reasons for why this is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't leave a name, so I'm going to call you Nameless.
God.
Well,
is this common, Dave?
I wouldn't say the...
You think with teens and, you know, falling in love online or Skyping and all that stuff? Do you think people fall in love like that?
Here's the thing, you know. See, it's...
You're having a rough time with this.
I am.
Has this happened to you before?
No.
Oh. Just trying to put you on the spot,
like,
a little bit.
No, I'm just like rereading this. I feel...
Yeah.
See, okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I have friends, you know...
Yeah, you're being too careful, man. Just put it out there. You're just trying to be too...
Co-host Kevy.
Okay. Hey, Kevy. Kevy's in Texas, by the way.
Kevy boy.
Hope you're listening, baby.
Yeah.
We love you. Maybe you'll call in and say hi.
Yeah, maybe
he's
you will.
Probably sleeping.
No, he's probably sleeping. He's probably crashed
out. Even though
out.
It's like 2 hours time difference. No, 1 hour, right?
I don't know. Whatever. He likes to sleep. That boy's a sleeper. Yeah. But we love him. So listen, co-host Kevy and I, we have these friends in England. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we
yes.
met over online.
Are they women?
They are women.
Mm.
That's actually Izzy and Mary.
Oh, I've heard them call in before.
Yes.
They're really lovely people.
They really are lovely
yeah.
people. And we've, you know, we've never met them in person. And, you know, it's not like, it's just like, it's cool to get a different perspective of life.
Well, sure. They have cultural differences
right.
as well.
Are they
cute?
They are indeed.
Yeah.
They're indeed attractive.
Are you in love?
I wouldn't say I'm in love. Like I'm not one to be like, oh my God, I'm in love with you, you know. But I love them as people.
Okay.
Like I absolutely love them. And you know the difference. Like,
yeah, yeah, like, sure, sure.
Like they're wonderful human beings. Like honestly, okay. Sorry, girls in Los Angeles, but I don't know. I would say
I hear this all the time
from
the
English girls that, you know, that we're speaking to, and that they're so much cooler than girls in LA.
Okay.
They're so much cooler than.
What's cooler mean? Define
like,
that.
Like they're not all just like, oh my God, seriously, like that sucks.
They're not as dramatic?
They're not as, for one, dramatic. They're not as, two, like, so, like, I don't know. They just don't make a big deal out of everything. Like, my girls in LA will just be like, are you serious? Like, are you kidding me? Do you like my impression?
I'm
like,
oh, my God, you're good. That's scary. You know, when I've heard the young ladies call on here from England.
How mature?
Oh, very mature. I mean, very mature. Calm, the way they speak. And they're more analytical about, you know, observing things and discussing things. But this could be just a couple of girls who you guys met and you could just, you know, have, you know, really
That's
met
true.
Some very mature girls. I've heard this a lot, though, from singles about guys, about trying to meet women, and women about guys. Trying to meet single people in LA and how difficult it is and how dramatic and how different the people are. But anyway, we've got to give this person some advice because he took the time to write it.
So. It's actually it's a girl.
Okay. So she thinks she's in love. Is she in love? I mean, what?
Maybe,
I think they should.
You know, I hope that you like at least Skype with him. I hope that you at least, you know, talk to him. See, I'm not one ever to shun down the idea of love. I think that's great.
Okay.
You know, I'm falling in love with him. I don't understand why.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If I think we can fall in love with people when we don't really communicate directly with them, because sometimes it's more exciting and we kind of fill up our expectations of what this person might be, or I don't know if they've Skyped.
Right.
But then that way, if she doesn't even know what he looks like, he can describe himself. But I think they should Skype and see each other's mannerisms and look at each other in the face and, you know, just see who each other is.
Totally.
And I think you can fall in love, but I think it's a lot better to communicate in person.
I agree.
Maybe they should meet somewhere halfway. Where she's in Virginia? Virginia?
Yeah, she's in West Virginia and he's in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Maybe they can meet halfway or something.
Try that.
Yeah, try that.
Try that nameless.
Yeah, I mean, you can be in love. That's all good and everything.
Yeah.
But don't, you know, cut off your social life.
Yeah,
just
I was going to say, you know, don't just be like, oh, I'm going to drop life.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want me to read one?
I'd love you to grab one,
Doc. Okay, these look really good. Let's check out some of these good ones. Okay.
How many emails do we have? We have
a
bunch.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
All right. Dear Teen Trends, there's this boy who I've been having feelings for 2 years now. We only started talking about 8 to 9 months ago.
All right.
One of my friends told me he won't go out with me, but he will do things with me. Okay, I guess that's hookup. Obviously, I didn't want that, so I tried to forget about him. That was last year. Only recently have I found out that he has feelings for me, too. But the only problem is that he's seeing someone at the moment. He's been with her for 2 years now. Oh, me and him have planned to sneak around because he has a girlfriend. But then I found out that he was in love with this girl. So let's get to the point. So I couldn't sneak. I'm sorry. I am sorry,
You're
Chloe.
So mean, Doc.
So I know. So I couldn't sneak around with him. It wasn't right. Now I'm really upset. How can I get over him? Because you can't sneak around with him? Thanks, Chloe. Dump him. Move on with your life. Why do you want to sneak around? How would you feel, Chloe, if you were the girl? You know, how would you feel if you were that girl that he was supposedly in love with and, you know, you found out that he was sneaking around?
Wait.
If he's going to sneak around on you, he's going to sneak around on you.
Like,
so, yeah. So if I were you, I'd just move on to a, you know, nicer guy. I know you like him and I know it sounds like, you know, you've had this thing off and on and he wanted to hook up and you didn't want to. And now you found out he liked. How can he like you if he's been with somebody for 2 years?
And if he's supposedly in love.
Move on. Don't even question.
Then I found out I was in love with this girlfriend. Wait, Chloe, I'd like to know how old you are.
Yeah. Bless her heart. I mean, you know, she sounds young.
No, she does. No. I was just for my own curiosity. I'm not saying like, oh, I want to know how old you are. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm just saying like, I'm just interested to know, you know, what... around, like, what ages we're dealing with.
Right.
This email.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Because that changes everything.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, she sounds, you know, like she hasn't had a lot of boyfriends, maybe. And she keeps quiet. She holds back.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and
I found out
and it's
kind of
like, in this email, it's a little bit like back and forth.
Right. So, look, don't sneak around. It's not nice to do that. How would you put yourself in the shoes of being the other girl? And if this guy's, like I said, willing to cheat on her, he's going to cheat on you. So, hey, he's not a very nice guy. If he's telling other people he likes you and then he's in a relationship with a girl for 2 years, move on, girl. You deserve better.
It's true.
You know? How's that?
More power to you, girl.
All right. We're doing all these emails today, and let's see. They can contact
you. Yeah, of course they can.
If
you guys want to tune in live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you can call in on the air 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815.
Mm-hmm.
You can also email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. We're answering emails today.
Yeah.
We're getting back to people.
Yep.
We got Doc in the studio.
Yeah.
The Doc in the studio.
Nice to be here.
Giving you guys an update. It's about 115 degrees in the studio.
Yeah, Los Angeles, man. If you want to get warm, if you're in a cold environment, we got fans going. There's some going on in the building. But that's cool. We're having a good time. It makes it more exciting. You know, we get all energized.
I feel like I'm in the Sahara Desert. But with a microphone and...
It's kind of fun, though.
And a call board and a computer.
You're rocking that t-shirt rolled up on your arms. You're looking kind of sexy there, Dave. Can I tell you that? All you girls out there listening,
Doc.
All you nice girls listening out there to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, he's looking sexy today because he's got his shirt all rolled up on his tummy and his arms.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's
really
hot.
Oh,
I mean, in more ways than one.
Thanks,
you're
Doc.
Sweating like a pig, though.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I should get you a tissue or something.
I'd be down. Maybe like a nice cold ice pack.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh, that sounds good.
That'd be good. All right, we're going to move
on.
Hey, Dave. I love how they start like...
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Well, you
What's
are
up,
Dave,
Dave,
so they
Dude,
might as
Dave.
Well.
Dave, yeah, I like it.
It's better than yo.
Yo, what up? What up, what up?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dave, smiley face. I went out with this guy for smiley face.
That's
I went out
cute.
With this guy for about 4 months. When he dumped me, I had no idea why.
Hmm.
He then started to act like he hated me, and it really broke my heart. As I had fallen in love with him.
Hmm.
Now we are like amazingly close friends, but I'm still in love with him. The other night he texted me to tell me that he regretted dumping me and that he wished we could have been together longer. Then he told me why he dumped me, and it was really cute reason. I totally understand why he did.
I wonder what that was cute about it.
Yeah.
I dumped you because... Because
I was totally hooking up with this other girl.
Yeah, that was cute.
I always catch him staring at me, and I can see that he still has feelings for me. I really love him, but I don't know if he actually wants to go out with me again. Don't know what to do. Please help. Thanks, Bethany. Well, Bethany...
Talk to him. Ask him if
That's
he really wants to
say.
Get back with you, face to face. Don't just rely on he stares at me, and he looks at me like he likes me. Just go up to him and talk to him. You really love him? Go up to him and talk to him. Hey, I understand why you broke up with me. It was kind of a cute idea, and now you like me and I like you, so let's talk about that. Just be straight with him.
It's true.
No more guessing. I think a lot of people guess. They try to just like, because they don't want to know the truth. Don't you?
No, I agree.
You know, they kind of hold back and they just conjecture.
They're afraid
you know,
of the truth.
They conjecture and they hold back. You know, they just decide that maybe, you know, something's going on. And, you know, that doesn't help you because it just makes you crazy.
Right.
Just go up to him and talk to him really sweet-like and just say, hey, I like you still. Do you want to maybe go out or something?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
You gotta be forward, you know.
Yeah.
The thing that I notice in, you know, majority of the history of the emails that I've gotten in Teen Trends, they're all about, you know, they all revolve around something that they don't want to come face to face with. You know,
mm-hmm.
Most of them, at least, you know, revolve around something that they don't want to, you know, that they don't want to surface.
Yeah.
That they don't want to, you know, just like, okay... I'm gonna come to terms with this. I'm gonna ask him.
Right.
I'm just gonna ask her. You know, all the emails are like pretty much like, you know, in a subconscious way, like, how do I get around just asking him?
Right, right.
You don't.
Yeah.
You just,
you've gotta just come out
just
and do it.
Get the confidence and then you go ask.
Speaking about confidence, here's a good one.
Oh.
At Teen Trends and Dave and Friends, Nancy. Nancy.
What up, Nancy?
She says, I'm 16 and a lot of my friends are having sex or have gone pretty far with guys. I haven't at all. The most I've done is kissed a guy once. I was drunk. It really didn't count. Aww. I kind of feel pretty insecure about my lack of experience, and I know I shouldn't be pressured into doing anything. But still, how can I be 16 and not have done anything with guys? Well, come on now. This is not a competition.
Right.
I'm a nice girl. I'm pretty. I'm smart. I have a lot of friends. But really, I don't see what's wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with you.
You get to take things at your own pace. And what? Just because other girls your age have hooked up or gone farther in whatever they describe in hooking up when you're 16 with guys, you know, doesn't mean you have to. It's not. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, you believe. Sounds like you believe. You're pretty. You're smart. You have a lot
of
friends.
That's cool.
You go, girl. It doesn't. You don't have to have sex to be feeling like something's not wrong with you.
It's true. This is not a competition in any way, shape, or form. This is whatever suits you at whatever time you choose it to suit you.
Yeah.
You know, if you it just maybe hasn't happened. You know, maybe you just are waiting, you know, for the perfect moment, and the perfect moment has yet to be.
I think that's really the way to do it, because what happens is I hear a lot of teens and stuff who've, like she says here, she kissed a guy, she made out with a guy, she was drunk. You know, they're drunk.
I kissed.
Yeah, that's right. And that's right. Wrong. Oh, that's a. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I don't care.
But anyway, we have another email about that.
I kissed a guy and I liked it.
Okay, well, great. The problem is here.
I did. It was weird.
Okay, good. I'm glad for you.
The duck.
Good for you. Whatever works. I think she's just judging herself based on her other friend's behavior. Honey, don't do that, Nancy. You just do what you, like Dave was right. Got to be the perfect time, got to be the perfect guy. What really sucks is I hear a lot of young people who hook up, you know, when they're even 15. But I went to this party and I got really drunk, and now I feel really embarrassed because I went too far with this guy. And then you have to deal with that. You have to, if you're around him or you're around the friends, and it doesn't feel good. Feels pretty uncomfortable, and
you know, but at the same time, you know, if that happens, you just have to, you know, come to terms with it and be like, all right, you know, this happened, and I'm not gonna let it, you know, not gonna let it completely get me down.
Yeah.
You know.
I would say hold off as long as you can, because
I agree.
You know, I think having more mature sexual experiences are healthier.
I agree.
I prefer you really, really care for somebody.
Instead well, yeah, of,
just of hooking
course.
Up, you
no,
know.
Of course, but I'm, you know, I'm not in any way, shape, or form advocating, you know, hey, go to a party, get really drunk, and hook up with some
right.
guy.
I'm not saying I don't get that from you.
You know, what I'm saying is, you know, it does happen.
Yeah.
It does indeed happen, but don't let it eat you up more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, don't say, like, oh my God, my life is over. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you definitely were under a specific influence.
Yeah.
And because you were, you know, under that influence, it made you act in a certain way, and, you know, you just live with it, accept it, and be okay with it.
Yeah, you know? Move on, and try not to do it again, if you don't feel good about it.
That's true. Check this. I am 13, and I'm 130 pounds.
Okay.
I've tried to lose weight, but the methods that I'm using obviously aren't making any difference. Hmm. I want to lose weight in a healthy way, but I have no self-discipline and self-control, which means that the ways in which I'm trying to diet obviously aren't working.
Right.
I know that my body will change over years, but I'm scared that I will stay the chubby girl I am now.
Hmm.
It's difficult being around my friends when they are stick-thin and all of my family is too. There is no one that I can talk to properly about it. It's really getting me down and my confidence is gradually going down. Help me, Hattie. Well, Hattie, unfortunately, I hate to say this, babe. I know. Unfortunately, self-discipline and self-control are the two things which will, you know, lead you to losing weight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe she ought to talk to, like, her general practitioner, like her doctor, if she has, a general doctor, and just maybe have them guide her through, like, a nutritional plan or something like
right.
that. Sounds like she needs to talk about, you know, comfortably, and that's why she wrote into you, because she trusts you and she feels safe doing it. But
well,
like,
thanks, Hattie.
Yeah, she sounds like a sweetheart. And you know, it's difficult sometimes when you get into those habits, those unhealthy habits, you know, but it's better if you can just take care of yourself and, you know, just try to obviously your methods haven't been working. So have a little more self-discipline. Right. Get a nutritional diet thing, and maybe you want to talk to a counselor or a professional or, you know, somebody who you really trust to share your, you know, feelings, because sometimes you know, a lot of overeating has to do with, you know, feelings of, you know, being not good enough or shoving feelings down.
That's
true. That's
how
what they say.
That's
is you
true.
Shove feelings down by putting food in you.
Very true.
So it's, you know, it's placating yourself and making yourself feel better, which I get.
Right.
It's comforting. But it's sort of, how do you want to look? How do you want to feel? Are you going to feel better about yourself if you're not doing this? And I would be willing to bet that if you can really get on a plan and start exercise, start walking even. You don't have to go to a gym and get a trainer and go crazy. Just go start walking.
Right.
Start eating fruits and vegetables and protein.
You know, what's more important? You know, that comforting feeling of, you know, eating some food.
Right.
Or that, you know, eternally comforting feeling.
Yeah.
Of being comfortable with yourself and confident with yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And, you know, another thing which I realized within this email is, you know that you need self-discipline and self-control.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is what you say. I want to lose weight in a healthy way, but I have no self-discipline and self-control, which means that the ways I am trying to diet obviously aren't working.
So you're not really trying to diet, honey. Maybe. Sort of.
There you go.
So we suggest, you know, I know it's difficult. We suggest just don't even think about it. Just get up, write down a plan, like I said, get with a nutritionist even, or get with your doctor to give you printout sheets on really healthy food that is lower in calories. Watch your calories. Do a Weight Watchers thing. I'm not doing a promo plug here, but there's lots of places you can go that you can, you know, monitor your weight and get in a group of people and go walking. And if you start elevating your exercise too, you're going to start losing weight. I mean, it's just the way it is, so... You'll feel better about yourself, too. Some people have a more difficult time than others.
Yeah.
You know, some people's metabolisms are slower. So be patient with yourself, but just, you know, maybe talk to somebody, too, about what's going on with you, why you have to kind of keep shoving food down you to pacify yourself. We all do it from time to time, right?
Right.
I'm a chocoholic. I love chocolate. Love chocolate, but I have to just not do that because I'll blow up like a balloon, and it's really hard for me to resist it sometimes.
Right.
So that's what I do.
Right.
But just a little suggestion for you. And we love you, Hattie. Do it, girl.
We do.
You deserve it. Take care of yourself. Okay, you want me to read this one?
Go for it, Doc.
All righty. Dear Dave, I think my boyfriend and I are going to have sex sometime soon. Okay? It's not the sex that worries me. I'm ready. But what does worry me is that it's my first time, and I don't want to disappoint him.
Okay.
Any ideas or suggestions to help me?
Yes. Don't worry about it, because if he's your boyfriend and if you guys, you know, quote unquote, love each other, you know, then, you know, that shouldn't be a factor. You know, the very idea of both of you, you know, having this intimate experience with each other, you know, should be blissful, should be perfect. It's not about, oh, I hope I'm good, you know.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
About, oh, wow, this is a wonderful experience. Whether I'm good or not shouldn't even be a shadow of a doubt on my mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's about, you know, it's about just sharing the experience. And I'm sure that he feels the same way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that, you know, he's thinking the same thoughts, like, oh, I hope I'm good, you know? Or he's thinking like, you know, oh, I think it might happen soon, but you know, when it does, you know, I think it's going to be great. This and that, you know?
Yeah.
But I just don't worry about that. You know, you really don't have to worry about that. That's what truly matters, when you don't have to worry about stuff.
And like you that. Really, really care for somebody enough to just want to love them and stuff like that. But I would say if you're not quite sure, maybe you got to hold off. Because I would, you know, I think that you should really, you know, as long as you can nurture, if this is just a hookup, you know, what can I say?
She said boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, okay. You know, but boyfriends can be 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
3 weeks. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
Let me see the email.
All right. What I'm thinking, though, is if you might just hold off on this, think about it, if you're worried about, don't.
Just Scarlett, by the way, is her name.
Yeah. Scarlett. Take your time, Scarlett. Just pull back. I always really recommend you take your time rather than jump in. It's just something smart to do.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do agree.
Because, you know, just hold back. All right. We got some more. We got some good ones here. And has anybody called?
I haven't gotten
any calls yet.
No. If you guys want to call in, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Yeah. And if you want to email.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
I'm getting to it.
Sorry.
Gosh. I'm just playing.
I just want to plug myself, too. But you go first.
Plug yourself.
Yeah, that's what we call it in the radio business.
Yeah, I know. No, I know.
You're strange. You're so strange.
You can email me.
I need to plug my mouth.
Teen Trends with Dave.
Plug it up.
@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com.
Put a sock in it.
Go plug yourself, Doc.
Put a cork in your mouth.
Come on, Doc. Go plug yourself.
All right. You can find me on Wednesday or on Fridays. Whoops. Every Friday here at 11 o'clock in the morning my brain's.
Whoa,
I think it's
buddy.
103 heat in here.
No, you know what? I feel like
the brain is like.
I feel kind of sick. I feel kind of loopy. Like
you are loopy. I'll tell you. No. I do too. No, it's a little bit. But, if you want to listen to me, too, it's On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most listened to talk radio station.
Ba-da.
So we have another good one. This is kind of interesting.
We do.
I like that
Let's
one.
Hear.
You want
to take
that?
Oh, my gosh.
Why is it
so hot in here, Doc?
You can take that one. That's yours.
Why is it so hot in here, Doc? I think I have feelings for my best friend, Hannah. I really find her attractive and dream of sexual relationships with her. I'm confused because my friends say they fancy boys and stuff, but I can only think about Hannah. I don't know what to do. I'm really confused. Should I tell Hannah my feelings or just let it drop? Rebecca McCollum.
She sounds English. I fancy boys.
Yeah, her last name is McCollum.
Yes.
McCollum.
All right.
Sounds a bit English.
Sounds a bit Irish.
I don't know, Doc. Why don't you start off on this one?
Okay. No, what I think is I think she should talk.
Doc.
She needs to talk. She's got feelings for her best friend, Hannah. What kind of feelings? She finds her attractive. She dreams of sexual relationships. So maybe you are lesbian. That's okay.
That's fine.
Should I tell Hannah my feelings or just let it drop? I think that I would probably hold on for a while and explore your own feelings.
True.
Maybe talk to a professional because...
School counselor?
School counselor is good. Hannah is your best friend. And if you're having, you know, like sexual thoughts and, you know, thinking like you want to have a romance and stuff with her, it may freak her out a little bit. But then on the same note, I think it's important... If you're really, really good friends with someone, if they tell you that they are gay, then
they
will stay as a friend.
Truth.
And they'll say, if you tell her, hey, I'm gay and I'm attracted to you, if you tell her that and she runs away, you know, then you've kind of lost a friend, but maybe she wasn't a good friend anyway. You know, it's just hold on to your feelings. Talk to a counselor.
Please do. Please hold on.
It's okay. Yeah. You know, again, if you're having these feelings, maybe, you know, your sexual orientation is different. You're lesbian. That's cool. I mean, whatever. I'm not, you know, you need to explore your feelings. And this could be a passing fancy.
Yeah.
This could be just a passing thing.
It's true. I actually, you know, I once had a friend. He was a pretty good friend.
Mm-hmm.
We'd, you know, hang out on occasion or whatever. And he, one day he came to me and he was like, hey, he's like, Dave, like, you know, I think I want to tell you this.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, you're my friend and, you know, just, I want to be open and stuff. I'm like, what's up, bro? Like, what's going on? He goes, you know, dude, I'm gay.
What?
And I'm like, for sure. I'm like, dude, good for you, man. Like,
were you shocked?
It's not that I was shocked. I was just a little like, oh, dude, like, really? Like,
because
okay,
he was
so,
going
yeah,
out
was
with girls?
Shocked.
He was going out with women and stuff?
No, he never really had
relationships with
women.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, so you kind of suspected it. Maybe?
Yeah, he was like, hey, dude, like, I'm, you know, I'm gay. I'm like, for sure, bro. for sure, like, that's sick, like, you know, and I supported him, you know?
Yeah, sick. For all of those of you out there who don't understand, no, when someone
sick,
says it's
sick. Sick is a good thing. Sick
it's
is like,
thing.
Oh, dude, that's sick, like...
Yeah, it's a teen
yeah,
slang.
Bro. Yeah, dude, bro!
Sick!
Bro, surf, nar, kill! No, I'm just playing, I don't like that.
I love it when you and Kevin do that. Anyway.
Bro,
So, I think that's really, no, that's really good advice to, you know, try to be honest, go to see a counselor and talk to somebody and, you know, it's fine.
But what happened was, you know, he came to me and
yeah,
he was
honest.
Right? But then he said, dude, I think I might like you.
Oh, okay.
Just to relate to her.
Yeah, sure. So did you say, hey, that's great, I like you as a buddy?
I was like, what do you mean, man? Like what kind of like? He's like, you know, I think I might, you know, like you. Like, I was like, for sure, man. You know, I am, you know, a heterosexual. I don't have a problem with, you know, homosexuals at all. You know, good for them, dude. You know, I'm glad that they... you know, found something that found that's what, you know, makes them happy. That's which way they go. That's what they prefer. Awesome. You know, more power to them.
But you just told him basically.
Yeah, but I was just like,
women.
You know, dude, like, I'm really sorry, bro. Like, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm seeing girls and I think I'm going to stick with girls, you know.
Yeah. How did he feel? Was he rejected or do you think he felt
no, he was like, yeah, dude, that's what I thought. Like, you know, I might as well just throw it out there anyways. And he's like, I know, you know, you don't judge me and I hope this doesn't change anything. I'm like, no, man, it doesn't change a thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, just don't try to pull anything. We're straight, bro. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah. But he's a cool guy. He's still my friend.
Cool.
Doc, do you want to take the next
one? Okay, sure. Let's see, Dave. I'm a 16-year-old girl.
No, you're not.
You got that right. And I have a lot of guy friends, but there's one who calls me all the time. And yes, we've dated before. I'm confused though. I tell myself all the time that I don't want a relationship with him, but I'm afraid I do, and that I'm just lying to myself. Tough. I don't think he wants one with me. We recently had sex, and it didn't change anything with our friendship. I'm afraid he's dating someone else and won't tell me. I want him to be honest. How do I get him to be honest? Confused. Signed, confused.
Well, I would, you know... I'd be... Have you been open with him?
I don't know. Doesn't sound like she has.
Have you been like... Have you just been like, hey, listen, you know, literally tell him what you just told us.
Yeah, here we go again with that, you know, I don't know what he's thinking.
Right.
It's like you got to talk to somebody. You got to ask them exactly what they're feeling, and you can't be shy about it or hold back or feel insecure about not expressing your feelings because it's going to drive you crazy.
It's true.
Yeah. So only you can figure out what you want out of this, a friendship or a dating relationship. So it seems like you put a great deal of thought into this. But, you know, be honest with yourself. See, the problem is this is why I say sometimes, and I don't mean to, you know, come off, I am a parent. But I don't mean to come off negative. But here's the problem. You had sex with him, and you bonded to him. So you like him more. And it didn't change anything on his part. But with you, see, you chose to get close to him because maybe you wanted more from him.
You know, when sex is involved, it is, you know, scientific that there are hormones released in the brain. There are, you know, when, let it, you know, when a, I was going to say, maybe a girl and a guy. Yeah, when, you know, a girl and a guy have sex, there are legitimate, you know, hormones, there are legitimate chemicals that are released in the brain. And when those chemicals are released, for some reason, the chemical seems to be, there seems to be a higher dosage of chemical in the female brain. But, you know, when that is released, and it's very hard. It's, you know, when that chemical is released, it's hard to put that down. It's hard to, you know, be like, no, I don't like him, you know?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, it's really hard to do that. So, if you suspect that this guy's dating somebody else after having a sexual relationship with you, you got to ask yourself, is it fair to you or the other girl? So you probably want to ask him directly how he feels.
Here's the thing.
That's the thing. If,
the thing about, you know, like teens today.
Yeah.
Is, you know, teens can have, you know, multiple sexual relationships going on.
Right.
You know, it'd be one thing if they were going out. So, Dr. Michelle, when you say, you know, is it fair... you know, to her or to you, you know, that I would say that would be appropriate under a circumstance if they were, you know, going out. right. we're dating. But if right. it's just, you know, oh, you know, a few hookups, like, oh, we're having sex, oh, we're having sex, you know, I, of course, you know, of course it's fair. Like, you know, there's yeah. nothing set in stone. Nobody was ever like, okay, we're exclusive, you know.
But she made the choice to, you know, get really intimate with him, and now she really likes him a lot. So,
well, that was her choice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if he says he just wants to be friends, then you both are going to have to decide how to deal with the whole thing, the sexual thing. If you want to hook up with him again, that's your deal. But I'm afraid you're going to get way too bonded with him and want to just, you know, want to just get hurt even more. So
if you can truly, truly, you know, manage your emotions and yeah. manage your feelings and be like, you know, okay, yes, I am very physically attracted to him. Yeah. I want to hook up with him,
yeah.
but I'm not going to let my emotions get involved.
Exactly.
You know, as maybe try to find, you know, another guy.
Yeah.
To hook up with as well for the funsies.
No, I think that's a really good idea.
You know?
Well, and or just not, you know,
but
take
no,
care
it's,
of
it's not, yeah, it's not like, oh my God, I have to find another guy.
Practice,
you know, it's not like
sex.
That. It's like, well, obviously, of course.
But well,
like,
some people don't know, obviously, you know, according to this next email we got. But go ahead. No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, not at all. That's fine.
All right. You want me to do this?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll take this
go
one.
Go for it, Doc.
This is a tough one.
All right.
This is one of the tougher ones that I've ever seen, actually.
Okay.
So I don't know what to say.
Let's hear about it.
Hi, Dave. I'm 16 years old and have recently found out that I'm pregnant with Harry, my boyfriend's baby.
Okay.
This is a problem because my family and I are strict Roman Catholics. Ugh. And I don't believe in abortion, but Harry is a Quaker Christian and believes the mother's life is more important than the unborn child's and that my rights are the most important thing. This is causing problems because our beliefs are different as he thinks that I should have an abortion. My family believes that life begins at conception. Therefore, it's wrong to take a human life. Please help me by giving me information. This is heavy.
I just want to... Is that the end of the email?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to point something out. Every single thing you said in that email, he wants, but then my family wants, but then he wants, but then my family wants. Mm-hmm. Sweetie, what do you want?
Right. You know, you've gotten yourself... Unfortunately, you didn't practice safe sex. Maybe you thought you were.
That's
but
true.
But something happened, girl.
Something
here
happened.
Here you are, 16 years old, and you're pregnant.
With a baby.
You're a baby. She's a baby.
She is.
She's starting off her life with a baby.
Personally, you know, you have to make this choice for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be one to say, mm-hmm. you know, your life is too important, you know, to start this now. Or, you know, I'm also not going to be one to say, you know, abort the baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is not for, you know, me to have, you know, specific advice for. But what it is for me to say is you do what you want. Ultimately, this affects your life the most. It will indefinitely affect, you know, your parents' lives and
right.
your family's lives
exactly.
and the boyfriend's lives and the boyfriend's parents' lives.
Right.
But ultimately, I think you should, you know, talk to the boyfriend for a moment. And I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult. But for a moment, try to... release yourself of what your religion says. You know, I'm not saying forget about your religion at all. I'm not saying that, you know, religion is good for people, you know, to have some sort of, you know, to follow. I think religion, you know, is a great thing. But in this specific situation, do what you want. Don't do what your religion wants. Don't do what your, you know, family wants or what the boyfriend. Talk to the boyfriend. Come to a compromise. Do that.
Here's my point of view, which is different.
Okay.
Since she's still a minor, her parents are paying for everything and taking care of her, and
she's
under their care.
That's
okay.
True.
He's a minor as well, I would assume.
Right.
So what's going to have to happen here is the parents, both on each side, are going to have to get together.
Right.
And hammer this out and decide what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, she may decide because of her parents' strong beliefs to carry the baby, have the child, and then see if the grandparents are willing to take care of this child. Their lives, they're still children.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have, boys going to have to go out and get a full-time job if they want to be parents.
I don't think.
And consider possibly putting a child up for adoption
if the parents, grandparents can handle that.
Right.
That's what happens. There's a lot of people out there who want to adopt beautiful, healthy children who don't have parents that are ready to take care of them. So that's just my idea from a psychologist's point of view. Get the parents together, your parents together with his parents. They have to decide this and work this out. Because they're going to inevitably be having to pay for it and take care of the baby. So that's what's going on.
That's Sophie, by the way.
Yeah.
Sophie.
Okay, Sophie. We love you, girl. We're sorry.
We love you, Sophie.
That situation. It's tough. Yeah. It's really tough.
This has been a wonderful Teen Trends experience.
Yes, it has. It really has.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Doc Michelle, for coming in the studio.
Always nice to be here. And don't forget, you can hear me every Friday at 11 in the morning on the couch.
On the couch
I help you with
Doc
your relationship
Michelle.
Problems. Yes.
It's true. Guys, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you guys for your emails. I hope we helped. You guys have a wonderful Sunday filled with happiness, laughter, joy, excitement. Yay! Bye-bye.